Since 1989, the Gathering of the Peoples event has been held as an effort to promote peace and tolerance. Organizers say it began with a series of dreams shared by two Anishinaabe Indian elders from Canada who started a series of tribal gatherings in the early 1980s. But after the event began to resemble a powwow with political overtones, the Anishinaabe founders passed their sacred pipe over to Wisconsin resident Bobby St. Germain Hollis, a member of the Lekta Flambeau tribe. He says the core mission remains the same.
It's supposed to begin mending the sacred hoop, where all races of humankind get together and embrace what we call the original instructions, original teachings, somewhat like the golden rule, and treating each other with love and respect.
St. Germain Hollis says this year's event is called Gathering of the Nations and will include Jewish, Christian, African American, and Buddhist spiritual leaders. He says besides speeches and workshops, healing ceremonies will also be held. This will include the ancient sweat lodge ceremony, where people enter a hut-like structure with heated rocks inside.
Not only cleanses your body, but it also cleanses your spirit and your mind. You go in there, once the door is closed and it's completely dark in that sweat lodge, you come to terms that you actually face yourself. And that's where a lot of people get frightened in there, because they have to face themselves. It's a very strong ceremony.
St. Germain Hollis says the event is free, but no pets, firearms, alcohol, or drugs will be allowed. The event begins August 31st and lasts 4 days. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.